All right. We will call to order then this Board of Equalization meeting on Thursday, December 5th at 2:05 p.m. The first agenda item is approve the minutes of the November 20th meeting.
So moved.
Okay, we have a motion. I will suspend the rules and second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item two, the assessor's approved process report.
So moved.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then the hearing process report.
So moved.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item four is approve or deny class change from primary or secondary to primary. Any questions on that list?
No.
Okay.
So I'll move to approve item four.
And I will second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item five, approve or deny petition to BOE for appeal. Owner of record is Milne?
Yeah, Milne, I think. Per Harvey with the auditor's office. The owner's requesting for a correction of factual error, but that's not the only thing they're asking for. But the basis, the evidence they provided us is a market comparison, but really they're requesting acceptance on the basis of factual error, which can be accepted for if the assessor's office agrees, although I do want to add a caveat to this one and the next one. One basis for a factual error is that the factual error also has to be significant enough to affect the market value, meaning that the error they're trying to get corrected, it would actually affect the difference in value. So if someone's saying, hey, my square footage is off by 50 feet, that is probably not a significant enough difference to affect the market value, although that can be corrected moving forward. So, but if the assessor's office agrees on this one, then it certainly could be approved to move forward for the correction of the error. We don't find any other basis to approve this petition at this time.
So, per the assessor's office, you know, we usually measure these properties when they're under construction, and there was a part of the area that we thought would be finished. Turns out they didn't finish it. Not basement, but above grade. But it wasn't very much. But they talked to one of our appraisers. The appraiser was like, yeah, we probably thought you were going to finish it, but you actually didn't. So he promised them that we would fix it and kind of implied that we would let them appeal it. So to keep on that promise, not right, a promise, but kind of an expectation, we can accept it as a factual error. But we really don't know if it was that much of a factual error, but just to be generous with what our appraiser said to him, we'll probably accept it.
And then adjust and
adjust.
Like Harvey says, it's minimal.
It's minimal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and one thing to note that's the appellants probably don't understand as part of this process that we have to educate them as they go along is that when a petition is accepted for factual error, the work of the board is limited to correction of that error only. So unless the board finds an additional reason to accept an appeal, therefore, you know, everything's up for consideration. In the cases of these where we're correcting a factual error, we're only going to be correcting the factual error. So
you get to work. Dicey, because they think, well, then everything's off and we're starting from scratch. But really, it's supposed to be just fix that error, whatever that error would have been.
Okay.
Okay, I move to approve item five.
Okay, and I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And then you said on number six for Junker.
Junker, yeah.
Uh-huh. Same situation.
Same situation. I did add the appellant's additional comments that they gave on their evaluation. They're claiming factual errors, the reason they missed the filing deadline, but what they're actually appealing on is for a different basis. So if the board moved to approve this, it would be for the correction of the factual error only, again, with the caveat that the factual error has to be significant enough to actually affect the value. So,
yeah, the appellant says we're off by 200 square feet, which sounds like a lot, but this house is almost 9,000 square feet.
Oh, wow.
So there was no sketch provided, no data suggesting it. I went and looked at the sketch that we drew when we measured it. It was very detailed, it was very precise. So I don't really see a factual error. The other one, previous one, we acknowledged that there was a part of the space that they thought we were going to cut, they were going to finish, but they didn't. This one, we don't really see any significant factual error.
So you're not even acknowledging the 200 square feet?
No.
That's just from them?
That's just from them, but they provided nothing besides that statement. No sketch.
Got it.
Good to deny?
Yeah. Okay. I'll move to deny item 6.
Thank you. I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. 7, same thing, approve or deny for the banks.
In looking at this one, the property was, well, actually, the owner actually purchased the property back in 2021. At that time, it was vacant, so I'm guessing, and they actually got it through, looks like a short sale or a bank-owned property. It looks like they completed their new construction on it in 2024 and didn't update their mailing address. The valuation was came back as undeliverable, but where they've owned this property for several years, and I don't see a basis for, I think they were asking for, let me just make sure on their petition, I think they were asking for, this is 90. Yeah, they're saying unanticipated circumstance. I don't see a basis to grant the petition. It doesn't seem unextraordinary. They've owned the property for several years. They knew they were moving. It's the owner's responsibility to make sure their address, their mailing address is correct, so.
And more to add there?
Yeah, I don't see any evidence of a factual error, and so.
And they haven't presented any factual error.
And just to clarify, this one's not a factual error issue either.
This is a circumstance.
They're requesting based on unanticipated circumstances. There's no factual error here in question.
They're basing it on not received. Or was it not that they didn't receive the notice?
They didn't receive notice, yeah.
Yeah, we've acknowledged it got sent back to us.
And
yeah.
Then, but then they point out that they think they're overvalued, which is a secondary question after we realize or acknowledge a good reason for a late appeal. But I don't want to set a precedence that we start accepting late appeals because we think the value might be wrong. That should be done by September 15th.
Yep. Yes, the auditor's office recommends denial on this.
Tough on this. I mean,
the fact that the. Yeah, I'll move to deny item 7.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I agree. 2021 to, if you, between 2020,
yeah.
Why this one was undeliverable if you didn't update your address. Correct.
Yeah. And I'd also like to point out that I do usually look to see if they did, in fact, update their address, and I on this one, they had not yet. So they're saying they didn't get the notice, but they haven't done anything to correct the problem. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do kind of have to show that owners are taking responsibility for their information. So,
okay. Item 8, okay. Approve or deny, factual error, Sierra Vista Plaza LLC.
Yeah, and this one would be, again, if they are requesting a factual error, they did provide evidence to support a factual error, and basically their basis is they're saying the percentage of completion, which would be a place for a factual error to be considered, and that would be, again, if the assessor's office agrees, it would be appropriate to approve this petition.
So I've investigated this parcel at least back in 2023. It was some damage. I don't know if it was a fire or the roof fell in because of the snow or something, but essentially this structure, half the structure, this strip mall is missing a roof. And So back in 2023, or the, last year we changed it because of the damage. And I guess we thought they would have it fixed by now, but I went and saw it. It looks the exact same it did back when we had the old photo. So apparently they're not moving very
fast to get it repaired. So we acknowledge that there's still a factual error. I guess we just assumed by now they would have fixed it, but they haven't. So we can accept it on the factual error.
I move to approve item 8.
Okay. Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the number 9 is approve or deny petition for ACC Utah LLC.
Yeah. Based on the appellant's petition and their explanation for missing the filing deadline, we'd recommend approve for pick your favorite medical emergency or unanticipated circumstance. But it looks like they had a pretty difficult circumstance right around the time they'd be filing for an appeal. So the auditor's office support approving this petition.
Go ahead, Bert.
Well, that's not my call. So medical, that's not my.
Move to approve item 9.
All right, and I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. One final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, Paul.